The western United States is expected to suffer through another dry summer. The drought began with the La Niña weather pattern in 1998, and even though that ended 3 years later, the drought has persisted. Brad Rippey, an agricultural meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, says a dry year or two is not unusual, but this lingering dry spell is worrisome.
Much of the western United States, with the way water is managed, is designed to handle a drought that lasts a year or even for a couple of years. But now, with the increases of population and the fact that the water systems are designed to handle only a few years of drought in a row, now the fact we've stretched to 5 years and beyond is really starting to tax the way water is managed across the West.
Is this an agricultural drought or just are other activities being affected?
Pretty much all sectors are being affected by the drought in the West now. You have, of course, agricultural drought from the standpoint that there is very much irrigation in the western United States. You also have then competing interests from municipal water supplies. You also see impacts in the recreational sector. Boat ramps built for public use, and then all of a sudden the lakes are receding feet away from that, and it's tough for people to get their boats in the water. You also have environmental impacts as you have all these competing interests, and you're trying to still have enough water running down the rivers to support things like salmon migration.
Is it sweeping all over the West, or are there pockets where things are okay by some geographical fluke or something?
Well, interestingly enough, the most heavily populated areas have escaped the worst. As of April 1st, there's only two western states that are in reasonably good shape with near to above normal reservoir holdings at this time. One is California, which, again, by a fluke of weather patterns, has escaped the worst. Moisture has made it as far east as the Sierra Nevada, which is California's key watershed area, and also the Cascades, which provides water then for a lot of the remainder of the Pacific Coast region.
Are there any prospects for relief? What's the forecast?
So obviously, the West is highly dependent on its snowpack. Snowpack provides about 75% of the western water supply. It wasn't a terrible season, but it could have been a lot better. It certainly didn't go any direction towards curing the drought. In some parts of the West, it may have staved off worsening of the drought. But we're through that season. We've had a record warm and dry March, melted off some of that snow early. So the outlook for summer is not good. I mean, we're pretty much in a situation where the only areas that have substantial summer rainfall normally is with the monsoon season in the southwestern United States. The outlook there is actually for a near to below normal monsoon season. So even in the Southwest, it doesn't look like much relief this summer. The rest of the West will have to wait until the 2004-2005 snowpack season to have another shot at recovery.
Brad Rippey is an agricultural meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.